The Friends and the Venom by the Dream Writers.
Far away.
Far, far away.
There was an island called Shell Island.
The salty air smelt like beach and sea mixed together.
Golden, gritty, sandy beaches and caves with cliffs and ragged paths.
The caves were rocky and dark.
And the wildlife there was gorgeous. All you could hear was the waves crashing and rippling, the birds chirping away. All you could smell was the salty air and the beach food smells.
Where there was cottages and there was gritty sand and a clear blue sky.
Every year, families would visit Shell Island for the holidays. Each year, three friends would arrive with their families. They would stay in a fancy hotel near the port. Holly, Alice and Phoebe had a secret meeting place on the beach, a small abandoned fishing hut. A little bit smelly, a lot dusty, but perfect for escaping their families, chatting about everything and anything.
On the first day of their holiday, the friends headed to the hut, the first chance they got since they hadn't seen each other in forever. Phoebe got there first. She pushed open the rusty old dusty door. She scans the room to find the stools they always sat on. Phoebe moved the stools closer to the bright, colourful window. As soon as she went to pick up the last one, she froze in fright at what she saw. Holding her breath, she was staring at a venomous snake. She heard chattering from outside. She knew it was Holly and Alice and was about to say, "Don't come in," but before she could say, the door flung open, which startled the snake, and in fear, it bit Phoebe's ankle.
Ow!
All three girls ran away as fast as they could.
Scrambling across the sand, trying to find their way back into town.
The sand started sludging under them.
They started to sink and scream in panic. And moved even quicker now through the pitch black hole. It felt was falling for hours, though it was only seconds, before they were spat out the other end, wondering where they were.
Whoa! What in the world? Are we in another dimension?
They somehow landed in a jungle.
Bewildered, the girls looked around them, and they could see butterflies.
And flowers covered the ground like a blanket. Phoebe's ankle started hurting. Alice and Holly said,
"We'll help you, Phoebe. Come with us."
They started walking to find help and stumbled across the ruins on an old temple.
"Oi, what are you doing here?"
said the old man viciously.
"I've been bit by a snake. I need medicine," said Phoebe.
"Ah, what you need is an antidote. I'll tell you where it is if you set me free."
"But we don't have the keys,"
said Alice.
"I have a bobby pin."
Alice pulled the pin out of her hair and, like a professional, she jimmed the cage door and released the man from his cage in the jungle. He was about to run away. "I need the antidote."
"First of all, riddle me this,"
time for riddles.
All right. The viper's nest is up that tree, along the bridge, through the river, up the tree, you'll find your glee.
Thanks, Mr. Bye!
The girls ran around the hot jungle, climbing trees, swinging over bridges, through the muddy river, then eventually to the tree of glee. By this time, Phoebe was very weak indeed. With only minutes to spare, Holly scrambled up the tree to the viper's nest to take the antidote, which kindly the viper had stored in a small glass bottle.
Alice shouted,
"She doesn't have long left!"
Holly dropped the bottle down to Alice, who poured the liquid in Phoebe's mouth.
I'm Alice.
I'm Phoebe.
I'm Holly.
Together we are the Dream Writers.